In a high-tech society, we seem to need passwords for everything, don't we? Passwords, passwords, passwords. And in fact, I can't even get anything on my computer unless I first give it a password. Every time we sign up into a protector system, we must provide certain information so that the system knows who we are, or at least, you know, who we say we are. And if we don't know your personal password, the system wouldn't let you in. Now, it's a little different from our name, isn't it? Oh, maybe in 100 years, maybe we'll be all given a password instead of a name. But isn't it something when a human person is born into the world, almost immediately a word is given? A word. Not a number, not a sign, not a shape, but a word is given to identify who we are. We call it a name. A name. As the gospel was read this morning, the Easter story. You heard the Easter story. You've heard it for 2,000 years. It doesn't come to us as a surprise, does it? We've heard it so many times. Jesus calls Mary by name. Jesus calls Mary by name. She immediately recognizes that name. It's her name. It is the way Jesus called, or the voice, the sound. She knew who was calling her name. And she immediately responded, Rabboni, which means master. When someone calls your name, what do? Well, I tell my kids, hey, you know, what do you do when I call your name? You respond, right? You respond. Have you been in a crowd where your name is called? And you quickly turn, you look. You try to figure out who called you. And of course, if it is a friend, you would probably go, hey, how are you? You know, hug them. Or then there is those names, persons who call you, and you go, oh. Have you done that? Yeah. So just because your name is called, your response is not the same. It's different. It's different. It depends on who is calling your name. And just imagine this scenery here at the tomb. A garden setting. Mary has come there to prepare Jesus' body. She is looking for a dead Jesus, isn't she? She's looking for a dead Jesus. And she looks at this person who is there and thinks he is the gardener. Because she's not looking for someone who's walking around watering the plants. No, she's not looking for that person. She's looking for the dead Jesus. And he is missing. The tomb is opened. And she is now even more mortified that the body of Jesus is gone. And when Jesus calls her name, Mary, that was a decisive moment, isn't it? A defining moment for her. She immediately knew. She knew. She shouted, Rabboni. Mary, like most of us, resisted change, didn't she? You know, as we see, Mary stayed there. You know, the disciples have come and gone now, but Mary is still disturbed. She was there. She was mourning. She was distressed. She was so caught up inside her own experience that she was unable to recognize, first of all, this person who was walking around there, until she heard her name. Until she heard her name by this person that she knew. Wow. Have you looked into your name? Did you ask your parents why they gave you that name? I know some of you have asked your parents, why this name? How did you choose my name? Where did it come from? Maybe it is a family name. I don't know. I mean, you've heard, I'm sure you've asked, and if you've not, this is a good time today when you go to dinner table. Find out from your parents if they're around, if they're there. Find out. Why did you name me? This name, what was it about? I hope it's good news. This morning, I want you to say your name. You know, some of us, I know, I've heard this, you know, your name is given, and some of us don't like the name. So you go with your middle name or your nickname, or you know, your friends call you certain names. Good way, in a good way. So what is your name? I'm going to say 1, 2, and 3. And when I say 3, I want us to speak out our name. Don't tell my name. The first service, they were telling my name. I'm like, no, not my name. Don't call my name. I will say my name, you say your name that is familiar to you or the way you want it to be said and called. Okay? Got it? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Abel. Did you hear it? 1, 2, 3. Abel. If you are walking quietly in the garden, and Jesus is calling your name, just the way you heard it, among all the other voices, millions of other names, traffic and everything, sounds of this world, you heard your name been called. Did you hear Jesus call you? These 46 days, our church, you have been doing a prayer walk or prayer time, a chain. 46 days, there was continuous prayer. Each day, a person was praying for different concerns for our church and so on. And I'm sure Jesus called your name. I'm sure he spoke your name. And you knew it was him. The same living Jesus that appeared to Mary is searching for us this morning. calling out our name. That special name that we are named. It's a special name. We might not even like it, but it is a special name to God, to Jesus. He calls us by that name, that we are His. Mary was expecting a dead Christ, a dead Jesus, when she came to this place. It is true, isn't it? If we are looking for a dead Christ, we cannot find Him, could we? Isn't it true even with our faith? If we pray to a dead Christ, we do not hear Him. We do not hear a response. And we wonder why. We tell folks, well, my prayers have not been answered. I don't know if there's anybody up there listening to me. Are we seeking a dead Christ? Are we seeking a dead Christ? Well, Mary was. She was seeking. She was looking for this dead body of Christ. But Mary Magdalene was found by Christ, even while she was looking for Him unsuccessfully in the grave, in the tomb. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, the Lord tells His people, "You will seek Me and find Me when you seek Me with all your heart." And many centuries later, Jesus would echo the same sentiment when He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." Blessed are the pure in heart. They are seeking. And here is Mary. Though she was looking for the dead Christ, God, Jesus, knew. So Jesus revealed Himself. Jesus revealed Himself to her that day. And her that moment in her life, from then on, it changed. She was a different person. She ran back there. She told the disciples, because Jesus, that was the first person Jesus appeared to, Mary. She was the first evangelist. None of those other disciples were the first, but Mary was. She ran to spread the news. Because Jesus told her, Go and tell my brothers that you have seen Me. When Mary responded to Jesus, she called Him Rabboni, or teacher. She is trying to still place Jesus as somebody from the past, isn't she? Place new wine in old wineskins. She calls Him in the old term, teacher. But now Jesus is Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is not the same person. He is more than that. He has been resurrected. He has been given new life. Research has shown how self-image in a person changes when the image of God changes. Isn't that interesting? A person's self-image changes when their image of God changes. Mary has a totally different outlook. She is totally changed. She has seen the risen Christ. She has talked with Him. She knows that He lives. Have you heard Christ calling your name? Have you heard Him calling your name? Your personal name. I want us to hear that again. Could we do it again? I'm going to say one, two, three, and you cry out your name, okay? One, two, three. Abel. I heard my name. Jesus is calling you your name as you just heard Him. Mary Magdalene will never be the same, and so would we. We would never be the same after we've heard Jesus call us by our name. My friends, this morning as we come to the table, as we come to the table to celebrate His resurrection, to celebrate eternal life, to celebrate that He has named us and He has called us personally. You know how important that is. I mean, we got to really stop and think. I mean, just think. If the President of the United States, okay, came to your town, Springville, it's going on a parade, you know, and you're among the crowd. I mean, lots of people, you're just waving. And he looks at you and says, "Hi, Shirley." Wow. I mean, just imagine. Oh, hi, Paul. The President of the United States recognizes you in the crowd and says your name. Wow. Just imagine. God says your name, calls your name, and says that I love you. I love you. I know who you are. You're in the crowd, but I know you. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that He knows who we are. He walks with us. He talks with us. He understands us. And He leads us and guides us. So this morning, as you come to celebrate communion, this holy meal that is set before us, as the bread is given, as the juice is given, your name has been called by Jesus Himself. By Jesus Himself, saying, "I died for you, and I live for you, so that you may live." So receive the communion this morning with that affirmation, the affirmation of an Easter person. He lives today.